Christ told us in Holy Scripture, I am the vine, and you are the branches. It means that today, we people are the living body of Christ in this broken world. It means that in our lives today, we people continue the saving passion, the suffering of Christ. We people are part of the saving passion of Christ. As Paul tells us, in our own bodies, we people carry about within us the dying of Jesus each day, so that the life of Jesus might be revealed in us. When we leave the church today, and then return to our everyday work during the week, how will we participate in the sufferings of Jesus Christ? How will we enter into his suffering? Or to put the question in a way that focuses the issue even more clearly, where will we see the suffering of our God? Where will we see the suffering of our God? We suffer in God. God suffers in us. Perhaps for us, the Passion is still primarily an historical event, a part of a cosmic plan of salvation of which we are simply the latter-day benefactors. But if we continue to think that way, then how can we personally say that we are touched now by entering into the experience of Holy Week and the Passion of Jesus Christ all year long? If we people continue to hold at arm's length the Passion, as if it were something only that happened 20 centuries ago in the past, perhaps we have discovered that we do experience the Passion of Christ today in our own lives, through our own personal crosses that we bear. The crosses that we bear of the grief, the loss, the discouragement, the thwarted hopes that intrude into the playing out of our lives. Perhaps we too have at one time experienced something of God's own desolation in the death of a loved one, the shattering of a career, the uncertainty of unemployment, the broken dreams of divorce and separation. Perhaps we people, or some of us, have entered into Christ's life through these passageways in our own life. They can be the entries into the presence of the suffering Christ. He waits with us in our suffering. The question is, have we learned to look for him there, in the very midst of our suffering? The Lord is always close to the brokenhearted. In our lives today, we continue the Passion of Jesus Christ. But there are two sides to that mystery. The second side is that the tree of defeat becomes the tree of victory. And to better understand that mystery of which we all play a part, that the tree of defeat becomes the tree of victory, then we need to look around and into our own lives and discover and recognize the saving victory of the cross in the lives of people around us and in our own life. To learn how to discover and recognize that mystery in our midst, perhaps it might be wise, if we haven't yet done it, to visit a convalescent home or tour a cancer ward. Perhaps we should look into the eyes of an invalid child or adult, interview a poor family or a hungry person, a prisoner unjustly accused, or meet the relatives of an alcoholic or the wife of a man out of work, or the children of separated parents, or a husband whose wife has suddenly died. I have done all of these things over and over again during the past 40 years of ministry. It all began in the 1950s, when for 12 years I was teaching high school during the day, 150 students each day, but at night I would return to my residence, which was at Mount St. Joseph, where there were 300 elderly and dying people in the nursing home. It was there and then that I discovered what living faith is like, as each night I helped one or two people die, learning at the outset to let go of their hand before rigor mortis would set in. It was there that I discovered what dying in peace was like, what faith is able to do. It was there that I discovered how the tree of defeat can become the tree of victory. It was also there I discovered that not all people who suffer are led into triumph. Sometimes it takes a long time for people to let go, to discover they must become dependent upon others, to discover that their suffering is indeed a saving suffering and death. For many people, I discovered suffering can lead to bitterness and despair, but not for people whose faith has come alive. For them, it becomes a saving passion. They discovered a long time ago or recently that the words we just heard of the Passion of Christ that speak so insistently to us that we are to keep our eyes on Christ on the cross. And when we do that, something mysterious happens in our lives. And our lives become enriched through the suffering that is given to us. For Jesus, suffering brought triumph, and the emptying of himself in death led to the risen Lord, the exaltation. His lifting up on the cross brought about his raising up to the glory of Easter. And that is why we, the members of his body, are able to believe today with the gift of faith that we too have eternal life waiting for us. That we who share his death will someday also share his resurrection. And yet I know, even as I say this, that you and I have heard those words so many times. But we all have a hard time living them. So often the trials and tragedies of our own life make us doubt that truth. So easily we forget the mystery of faith that we repeatedly proclaim here at the Eucharist. Christ has died. Christ is risen. But I have also found that the people who do suffer in faith They are the ones who have taught me the most what it means to die, to rise with Christ. Not the people who insist upon remaining in control, who refuse to let go. But those people I have discovered who do live out a courageous faith in their life have been able always to turn their sickness, their misfortune, and their death into peace and confidence in healing trust in Jesus Christ. It is from them that I have learned how Jesus makes the tree of defeat into the tree of victory for each one of us people today through our faith. For the last 40 years, I have accompanied many people through their times of pain and death, and I have said the right words at the right time, but even saying them, I have always discovered it was the person who was suffering and dying who became the witness, the living witness, to those words. Something always happens, mysteriously, to those women and men and children who have learned to accept their suffering in union with the sufferings of Jesus Christ, that they make up for what is lacking in the suffering of Christ. That mystery has become real to them. And somehow, gradually, in their lives, they have become, through their suffering, fully alive as persons. They have become patient and alert and considerate of others. I have seen people on their deathbeds again and again who are more alive than ever before in their lives. There on their deathbed, in some mysterious reversal of roles, they became the support of the people who stood around their deathbed. They already had truly risen with Christ in spirit, even before their physical death. Their living cross had become their living victory. For them, death no longer was a problem, yet now it had become the saving mystery toward which they looked in anticipation. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world, you have liberated us. Because in your suffering servants today, you have overcome the suffering and the death in the world around us. Because today, in our daily carrying of the cross of death, you each day give us the new life of endless days.